This is Wyderian Resistance Radio, P.O. Box 65, Fallbrook, California, 92088. Our big website is at resist.com, and our 24/7 update telephone line is 760-723-8996, of which we change approximately once per week. Recently, I had the privilege of hearing a black gentleman carrying on business, and they do such a wonderful job at understanding the business world and carrying on business. I thought I'd play it back for you. I sort of bugged his office. How about that?
I would like the label industry to get with J&H Productions as for its contracts pertaining to Cincinnati beginning the tour and show that he will go on for the label industry. J&H Production will sign a contract with the label industry pertaining to shows city to city that will be given under him and the label industry. I hope the label industry can contact J&H Production back from the listing that he has on the paper pertaining to these contracts between the label company and J&H Production. I would like for a response to J&H Productions pertaining to these shows that will be giving inside and outside as far as the Coliseum that he gave you a picture of on the paper. J&H Productions will give the label a percentage of J&H Productions, or a percent of the gate, either one, because J&H Productions is getting ready to do shows, and J&H Productions would like to hook up with the label industry pertaining to shows. I would look from the label industry a response pertaining to these shows that J&H Productions is going to give, and J&H Productions will begin the shows under the label that contacts him pertaining to these cities and stars and the label and the filming and everything pertaining to shows under the label that he is getting ready to go under for these shows. I will wait to hear from you as far as Warner Brothers pertaining to J&H Productions and the shows that he will give in the Coliseum and the stadium. I am enclosing a picture from the Cincinnati as far as the Coliseum and the stadium right next to it. And I will like for you to do the shows with J&H Productions pertaining to Cincinnati and other cities. I am getting ready to sign off and will wait for a response back from you pertaining to these shows in the stadium and the Coliseums pertaining to indoors and outdoors events. Thank you, and have a good morning or a good afternoon pertaining to hearing this tape from J&H Productions International. I will be waiting to hear from you. Thank you.
Well, I guess that was Jesse Jackson doing dictation for a letter there, doing a tape for his brothers, setting up his new tour. So, what a magnificent businessman old Jesse is. How about that? Now, get your subscriptions in for the Big War newspaper. 24 pages this month, August, and the 2004. And we have on the shelf here some CDs that have come in. We've had them for a few weeks. Lightning in the Sun. This is a reading from Savitri Devi's Lightning in the Sun book. And I think you'll really love this. So order these at $15 for a CD. And every time you get down in the dumps, you play one of these, this CD, and I think it'll pick you up, turn you around, and head you towards the front where the fighting's at. Just ask for Lightning in the Sun, and make your checks always to John Metzger, your money orders, John Metzger, and we take cash. And now you can go to iCoba on the internet. That's small I, large K, O, B, O, and .com. Anyhow, you contact iCoba, I, capital K-O-B-O, .com, and that's a money transfer company from any place in the world as long as you've got a credit card. And they'll give you, you give them your credit card and so forth, and they will see to it that war gets the money. John Metzger gets the money. And just remember, on our website now, we have a shopping cart system, and it's just been hooked up to the iCoba money transfer company, so it should be much easier to get your things off the internet from our big website, where we've got lots of video, lots of audio tape, CDs, DVDs. We've got a whole big shipment of DVDs coming in from a whole lot of our Race and Reasons. You know, we did that show for 13 years, and we've got hundreds of shows. We recently just dug out one that we forgot we had, and that was with Pastor Richard Butler of the Aryan Nations. And we've put that into a package with some videotape of the trial when they were taking his church, and also the recent visit of Tom Metzger up there to the AN conference, and that's about... I think there's a couple of 3 hours of videotape there, and if you'll send a $25 donation, we'll send it out to you. And also, J.B. Stoner. We dug out a show that we forgot we even done with old J.B. So we've added that show to the videotape of the Donahue show years ago when J.B. Stoner appeared for 1 hour. So you got about an hour and a half of J.B. Stoner there. So if you'll send us a donation of $20, we'll get that video out to you. And so on the one, just call it the Aryan Nations package. And on the other, the J.B. Stoner package. Well, old Dr. Caldeberg should be rolling in here pretty soon. I'm looking out with my World War II Nazi periscope. I got mounted up on top of the bunker here. And I got the tube running all the way down into the basement. And I can see off in the distance a cloud of dust on that road coming up here to the bunker. But he's got to run the gauntlet through all those spicks and spicklets and nigglets and kitelets on the way up here. So I hope he's making it okay. I think I hear him coming in now. Just a minute. Dr. Caldeberg, good to see you, man.
How you been?
I saw you through my periscope way down on that trail coming up the hill.
Yeah, we haven't done shows in a while. Couple weeks.
Well,
busy.
But to our audience out there, they'll never know the difference.
Some of them have, because I've had people email me and bitch.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Well, did they send any money?
No.
If you like the show, why don't you financially support it a little bit? At least subscribe to the newspaper.
Yeah.
But I know how the people are on the internet.
That's true.
It's everything socialistic and free.
That's true.
Okay, and how's that old pink Jeep of yours running?
Pink? If you're going to create a Jeep, you might as well make it gray or something cool.
What color is that Jeep?
Gray.
Well, gray. Oh, that's pretty...
To camouflage in the desert.
Hey, we had it's a wild week. Did you watch the Democrat convention?
Oh, yeah, that was pretty interesting, where they had those Navajo Indians sing the national anthem.
Oh, that was really something, man.
I hear the Republicans are going to have some niggers from East L.A. singing Ebonics.
Yeah, they're going to have, everybody's going to be included. It's a big tent.
Yeah.
The Democrat Party is a big tent.
Big fucking tent, man.
But the problem is, for the Democrats, still... The majority of their votes come from white people.
Yeah, they're the ones holding up the tent. Everybody else is sleeping in the tent.
That's
white folks is holding it up. There are the tent stakes.
and they're out there trying to sign up. Everybody's trying to sign up non-whites to vote.
Yeah.
I didn't hear them trying to get whites to vote.
Oh, no.
Non-whites.
They've written the white working class off. It's like they're invisible people.
I saw one, heard one on the radio today where the guy said, oh, you got to be a mentor and help these little kids out, like a substitute daddy. And
help his little spicks out?
Let me help you, Carlos. You know, the code word, Carlos.
Yeah.
In Castilian Spain, that might be okay, but here we know what it means. That's code word for a mestizo.
Oh, actually, you know, I was talking to some Mexicans at work, and they said that the 70% of the illegals that come here are Oaxacan Indians, because it's like ethnic cleansing in southern Mexico, that they're getting the lighter-skinned Mexicans are getting rid of all the darker-skinned Indians.
Well, that's a good thing, except it's at our expense.
Yeah, so there were like, he said about 70% of them are Oaxacan Indians. That's why they're all a little short people.
Well, then we got to get those Oaxacans to go on the warpath.
That's true.
You know, hey, the last couple of days is when Christopher Columbus took off from Spain.
Oh, boy.
San Paulo, I think, was the name of the place.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. I made a note of it. See, I'm getting more educated all the time.
Well, I'll be a son of a bitch.
He set sail from Palos, Spain, looking for India.
Whoa. Some people said that he had Jewish ancestry and he was getting his ass out of the Spanish Inquisition because he didn't want anybody to get their hands on him.
Well, now, the closest I've been able to track that down is some of the people in the crew were Merino Jews.
Well,
they called them New Christians.
Yeah,
you know? They didn't call them Merino. They called them New Christians.
Converso, too.
Yeah.
Converso Jews. Anyway, there's a thing, I think, with my History Channel that they were going to go in through his DNA and try to figure out if he has Jewish blood and stuff.
Well, how can you figure? I've told you a million times. How are you going to figure? What you mean? He's maybe Semitic, which is nothing but a Mid-Eastern Mongol.
I think
what
that's
about
probably.
You know, I get tired of arguing that thing because there was a deal in times under the Jews where the women used to sit by the camel trails from Asia and screw any camel jockey came along.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how can you have a race
when
it's so mixed up like that?
That's why they call them Semites.
You know why they're so interested in gene splicing and all that kind of stuff and cloning and everything?
Mm-hmm.
The Jews are trying to make themselves a race.
Yeah.
Because they haven't been one. They've been everything else, but they haven't been a Jew race.
Oh, yeah.
I know the right wing would argue about that all the time.
Well, that's what I mean. A lot of the old racial literature used to talk about our Christian race versus the Jewish race was pretty obnoxious because I wouldn't want to be a part of a Christian race.
Yeah, I noticed that these Jews, go ahead with your point. I forgot
my
point.
I just made it.
I had a mental. Well, let's talk about my buddy Bobby Fischer.
Bobby Fischer?
Is Bobby Fischer Jewish?
Yes.
Well,
he lives in Iceland right now, doesn't he?
No, he's over in Japan, and they got him in jail over there.
Oh, what for?
Well, he wanted to stay in Japan, but he tried to leave Japan with an outdated American passport, and they threw him in a jug. So now he wants to get out while the trial is pending. Now, all this is about is because Fischer played that Russian over in Poland or Czechoslovakia 10, 15 years ago, and it was against the International Chess Conference. What are you putting guys in jail for playing chess?
Well, I think what it is, remember about 20 years ago, that he's a Jew, and he just ripped into the Jewish community and just tore them to pieces. They called him a self-hating Jew and suicidal and all kinds of stuff. You don't remember that when he was just...
I remember absolutely. In fact, if you hadn't brought it up, I was going to bring it up, because he went against the Jews, and... And they've been going against him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So is he a tame Jew?
Oh, he's a Jew that doesn't want to have anything to do with other Jews because I guess he's been around them too long.
Well, I don't know.
Just like I would be a Christian who doesn't want anything to do with any Christians.
Well, I feel a little bit sorry for the guy anyhow.
Yeah,
you know.
He seemed like a decent guy. He never did anything bad.
Never did nothing to me.
Yeah.
Okay, now...
You know what's interesting is I was watching the convention, and isn't it funny that Kerry's wife is absolutely psycho? I mean, she was on there just rambling about, now for once, the women will have a right to speak. For once in the history of America, women will talk. And, you know, they were showing...
She's got about $10 billion, hasn't she?
Oh, yeah, she's really rich.
That speaks pretty loud.
Well, she
gave him $1 billion.
Yeah. Well, you know, they were looking at Clinton's wife and stuff. She was all getting pissed off because, you know, like, what was she, just dog shit, you know? Because she supposedly sees herself as the great feminist leader, and, you know, it was the greatest thing since Eleanor Roosevelt. She used to, Hillary supposedly talked to Eleanor Roosevelt in the White House and stuff, and here's this crazy Jew lady saying that no woman's ever, you know, no vice first lady's ever spoken out before and stuff. So it's actually really disconnect Hillary in front of her.
Well, here's the thing. As long as the women control half of the wealth in this mm-hmm. country and 100% of the vaginas, mm-hmm. us guys are in trouble.
That's true.
And that's just it. Mm-hmm. Don't make any difference whether kikes or what they are.
Mm-hmm.
They got us out influenced there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happens when these women wiggle their butt, guys will do anything. So what the hell women talking about?
That's true.
They got the power. They've always had the power.
Well, that's what's cool. Cause, and another thing, if Kerry wins, you know, like he'll probably, maybe he'll be pressured to, you know, not renew the Patriot Act, but his wife will be so crazy. She's just this crazy id and stuff, so I think we'd have, like, a lot of fun with her.
Yeah, well, yeah, the press are already having fun with her.
But can you imagine as a first lady, like, every day she's going to say something crazy?
Well, she's the first African-American first lady.
Oh, is she? Is she part nigger?
No, she was born in Africa, Mozambique, so she's an African-American.
Holy shit.
You know, and isn't that something, after all this time,
mm-hmm.
a nigger didn't even get it. We had to have a white African American.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, is she playing that angle that she's an African American?
She said she's an African American. I heard her on television.
Oh, that'll play good in the South.
Well, she is an African American, just like all the white South Africans.
Yeah, that's true.
They're all, you know, only the Spades have got this numbnuts idea.
You know what's interesting about Kerry is, you know, during the Vietnam War, after he came back, he was a lieutenant in Vietnam, and I guess he testified before the House that he was involved in war crimes and he's burning down villages, Vietnam villages and stuff like that. But he doesn't usually, I haven't seen that in any of his TV ads.
You know, I haven't either.
They don't show pictures of him with that village burning down in the back.
Well, he probably would have gotten a medal for it, you know. In fact, he did get medals for it.
Yeah, well, no, he got four Purple Hearts. But that could be...
We got a Silver Cross or something.
Oh, did he? I thought it was just four Purple Hearts.
I don't know, anyhow. They hand, you know, a Purple Heart, a damn gasoline drum can drop off the back of a truck on your toe.
Yeah.
And if you're in a certain area where there's combat,
uh-huh.
you get a Purple Heart on a mat. They hand out Purple Hearts like candy.
Ernest Hemingway said that the Purple Heart was the most insane medal because a guy running in battle getting shot in the ass would get a Purple Heart.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And well, one thing, if he did jump off the boat and save his buddy, that was worth it. You know, it sure as hell a lot better than this drugged up, screwed up Bush.
Oh, yeah.
Who ran away and hid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they couldn't even find him for the National Guard or the Air National Guard. I mean, you know, you don't have to do anything in there. I mean, you know.
Well, he was away from daddy. He missed his daddy.
Well,
it probably was. They probably gave him an order, and just like with 9/11, he'd probably just sit there and, with about 15 minutes wiggling his nose and stuff, trying to figure out what to do, and they took off without him.
Yeah, like when they did the Twin Towers.
Oh, yeah, he was just sitting there for 7 minutes trying to figure out what... Yeah. You notice he had the book upside down, too.
Yeah.
He was reading an upside down book.
Well, did you see the one, they had it on the internet where he was with a general or a high-ranking officer in fatigues, and he's supposedly looking out at a battle line or something, and he's got the caps are on the binoculars.
Yeah.
The caps are on the binoculars.
He goes, it's clear, I can see it. I see them dancing out
there. It's awful dark.
Well, he's taking so much drugs, he probably saw like a little motion picture going on in those caps.
Well, anyhow, I just hope they have a real bloodletting in this campaign, and everybody tells the truth about everybody, that they're all rats.
Yeah.
Now, you know, wasn't it oh, yeah, I was going to comment, too, on Mrs. Kerry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she'd have been great in the 70s, because she's a hippie.
Yeah.
She sounded just like a hippie to me.
Oh, really?
I mean, she didn't have the beads and stuff, but she sounded... I think she was on something, too, when she gave that speech.
Oh, yeah, she was just completely nuts.
Yeah.
Like I say,
that's good.
It was all about... She was going, this is my finest moment. Her finest moment, you know, what the hell? It's not her moment. It's supposed to be your husband's moment, you know?
Yeah, well, the point is, it's really good, because there she is. She'll just take some quaaludes and leave the president alone.
Yeah.
Now, if Kerry gets in there, he won't have to worry as much about her as our last president, Clinton, had to worry about his wife. She was into everything. She was telling him what to say.
Unless his wife drops some acid and just goes nuts, you know, gets naked and runs around the White House lawn. She may do that, too. She's that crazy.
Well, that'd be cool.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to see that body.
Wait a minute. She didn't look that bad.
I don't know.
Yeah.
She's a little squatty Jewess to me.
Is she a Jewess?
Yeah, she's a Jew.
Oh, that's right.
That?
She's a Jew. Well, yeah, she's a Jew. She looks pretty Aryan, though. But anyhow. Anyhow, so that we got through the Democrat thing because they took all the demonstrators and put them in a cage,
and they only let
a concentration camp.
Yeah, they only let 200 of them at a time, and the press couldn't even get to
this
them.
This is
go
bullshit.
Way out of the way.
I wouldn't even go there.
Yeah. Well, they're saying that the Republican security will be even more so. So probably that means that it's going to be in New York. So the demonstrators will probably be in New Jersey. You know?
I hope the demonstrators rush the damn place.
Oh, it's going to be like a police state. And plus,
I don't know. That's what we need, though.
No.
We need thousands of demonstrators, like in the Vietnam War, to actually just raid, make a rush from every part of that place and get right in
auditorium. Remember in 68?
Throwing blood and everything.
Remember 68, the Democratic Convention, when the Yippies had this naked lady with huge breasts have a silver platter with a pig's head. She walked down the aisles of the Democratic National Convention with a naked lady with the best severed pig's head on a silver platter.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. Well, that was, actually, there's a picture of it, I think, in that Do It by Jerry Rubin.
Yeah.
There's a photograph.
Well, maybe we ought
to
resurrect that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I'd like to see that myself.
Yeah, that's a nice picture.
Maybe we can get Mrs. Carey to tear it.
No, thank you.
No?
No, thank you. No, naked Jewesses.
Have you seen her naked or something? How
no.
do you know so much about
well,
her?
Well, you look at her with her clothes on, and you just get this horrible image. And
how about Carey's daughters? Yeah.
I haven't even looked at them. I don't know if they look. I haven't seen them.
Oh, they look nice. They're not at least as nice as the Bush girls.
Oh, really? Bush's daughters aren't too bad looking.
No, they're pretty good.
And they're drunk and stupid. That's
well,
my favorite.
Well, hell,
thing
I wouldn't mind partying with the Bush girls.
You know, there's a study.
I could call the president my daddy.
Daddy George. There's a study out of England. I heard that they said the women who drink half a quart of wine or like four beers become smarter. I've always found that true. It seems women, when they're really drunk, they like me more. So I think that's true.
Yeah, yeah, and you can, you know, they like to do all kinds of things.
Yeah,
when they get
like 2 in the morning.
Wait a minute, come on here now. Now the Mexican officials, I told you a while back, they got roving buses now back in the Midwest from the consulate handing out these matricula cards.
What's a matricula card?
Well, that card gives them economic rights. It gives them rights to have a bank account, buy a house, buy a car, everything. Gives them all kinds of credit. In other words, it's total freedom to the capitalist system.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said before, why you need to be a citizen? Why do you have to have a citizenship if you get all the rights of economics?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even need, you know, that's what they're looking for. People come from any place in the world, as long as they make money, they've got all the rights.
Yeah. Oh, you know, speaking of that, you know, in L.A.
Being born here doesn't mean anything.
Oh, no, I don't mean shit. Actually, it's against you if you're born here, because, like, you know, the cops won't do a fucking thing for illegal aliens, but if you're a white guy born in America and they just look at you, they'll give you a ticket for anything. Every time I'm around cops, they say, well, I'm a white guy, so the cops are going to ignore these 50 illegal aliens running around. They're going to look at me and give me a ticket for something.
Well, just remember that if an illegal alien attacks you and about kills you, he'll be charged with simple assault.
Yeah.
If you attack him, it's a federal crime.
Oh, it's a hate crime.
Yeah, it's a hate crime. It's a federal crime. It's 2 or 3 crimes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all administered by the Justice Department.
Oh, yeah.
So they have been given titles of nobility.
Oh,
which it's illegal to give people titles of nobility.
Well, what does this government do that's ever legal?
Yeah. Hey, I hear down in, you know, Bolivia. You don't hear much about Bolivia.
No.
They rose up not long ago and threw the capitalists out.
Uh-oh.
Threw the big bankers out and the whole bit. And they, you know, the Bechtel Corporation got in there. And they took all the water rights.
Mm-hmm.
And then they doubled and tripled the price for water for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having a hell of a time.
So they think they are Enron?
Huh?
They think they are Enron or something?
Yeah, I guess they do. So they rose up down there. All those guys in those funny hats, you know, in Bolivia. They, you know, the women and men wear hats,
I mean, yeah.
Derbies and stuff.
Yeah.
They said, fuck this.
That's true. Engines on the warpath.
They threw the president out, and he's now where they all go. Where do all the dictators and rats go when they get kicked out of office?
Southern California.
Either that or France, you know.
Yeah.
The United States, you know.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Paris or Southern California.
Yeah, or Miami.
Yeah.
They like Florida.
Yeah.
Remember Batista,
places.
I think, went to Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyhow, that's.
A lot of the Jews went to New York, though. You know, Trotsky and Marx. Well, it was in the 1800s. A lot of the Jews used to go to New York when they were kicked out of the country.
Yeah, and they got jobs with the New York Times and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Marx used to write for the New York Times. So Trotsky.
It reads about like that now.
Yeah, I know. It's a little more radical.
Now, there's a book out, and I don't know whether I mentioned it last time or not, but it's called The End of Evil. And it's written by Richard Pearl.
Am I going to die?
And Paul Fromm. I don't know. You look a little pale. End of Evil is about this whole neocon concept of taking over all these countries and going to war with all the bad guys. Continual war for continual peace, right? There you go. And it's called The End of Evil. And they tell me it's a very controversial book.
Why is it controversial?
Well, because it's saying all this stuff that they got to take over all these countries. Remember what they said? They had their plan. They were going to
dominoes, baby.
They were going to do the domino thing.
Islamic dominoes.
And that would make sure that Israel is safe.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's what we need.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyhow, our good boy Lance, he won that Tour de France. How about that? That white boy.
Holy moly.
For the sixth time.
Good boy.
How come we don't have thousands of people in the streets cheering?
Because he's not a nigger.
You got it.
If he was Tiger Lance, then he would be dancing.
Well, if he was Denzel Washington, you know, he'd really be up there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Halle Berry.
So anyhow, there's, Armstrong, Lance Armstrong. Mm-hmm. Isn't that his name?
Yeah.
One that, you realize that thing, what are they on that road, 30 hours or 30 days?
They had cancer before,
days,
right?
Days, was it? Yeah, he beat cancer, everything, and won this thing six times. Yeah. The French want to kill him. They said he was throwing shit at him and everything.
Fucking frog.
Well, I don't blame him. What the hell? Okay, Kobe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's going to get off.
Well, you know what's
interesting? He's going to get off,
You know what's interesting is the pigs accidentally released the girl's name to their website, accidentally, because it's illegal. You know, they have the Privacy Act and the Rape Shield Act in Colorado.
Yeah.
They accidentally released her name to the website. Then they accidentally released all this defense witness testimony without the prosecution's rebuttal to the media. How do you accidentally fuck up like that twice? I kind of think.
Oh, you haven't been into courts lately, have you?
Well, I'm saying that it's not an accident because you know Kobe's got L.A. You know, he's got the Lakers behind him. L.A. That's one of their biggest franchises. They want Kobe off because he's just money in the bank. The Lakers are fucked without him.
Well, he's got 2/3 of the women on his side.
I know.
I hear him on late night radio crying for Kobe.
Oh,
these white women.
Oh, no.
And you know they like hate other women. Women are very nasty that way against other women.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, she deserved it, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'll tell you.
And a lot of white women need to be set on fire.
On fire.
That's true. Give me a can of gas.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Is that what that means?
Yes.
Or that ring of fire?
Yes.
Okay, what do you got?
What do I have? Oh, Al Sharpton.
Not a disease, I mean the news.
Al Sharpton was on there talking.
Brother Al.
He was up there, and he wasn't even pushing himself. He was going on there not being disfranchised and relanchised.
Well, he wants his
franchise. He wants his
40 acres of mule.
Yeah,
it's
40
about
acres
time they get
a goddamn fucking mule. If they give us all the welfare money back and all the shit, all the crime and prison money that they cost us, they can have their goddamn mule.
Well, you know what would happen? They go down to the bank to get the deed for the 40 acres and a deed for the mule. And then they'd go out to get it, and there'd be a Jew following right behind them. A Jew would have it back in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So the Jews would have all the mules and all the 40 acres in the country.
Cool.
You know, the niggers can't hang on to this stuff.
I know.
You know?
Oh, you know, there's...
you give them a country and somebody takes it. You know?
Yeah. You know, the British, they're reporting that Afghanistan is going to break into civil war.
Oh,
any minute now.
Big news.
Any minute now.
Duh.
Well, that's a special British report. You know, James Bond, it took James Bond, you know, 10 years to figure that out.
Well, Civil War, and you know, the borders are very thin
and
porous around there, so it'll spill over. Well, it's already started pretty big last few days over there in Iraq. You know, they've been blowing up shit everywhere.
Oh, the Sudan and stuff. You know, they're going to call it.
Oh, I like those Arab Muslims. They're doing a good job.
What they're saying is the lighter skin, they don't call them white because you really can't call them white because they're brown like turds. The lighter skin.
But they're in the sun a lot, man.
The lighter,
if you was in the sun every day riding a camel, you'd be brown too.
Well, if they're in the dark, they're still brown.
Oh, okay.
It's a suntan that never leaves. Well, anyway, the lighter skin Arab Muslims are exterminating the darker skin Negro Muslims.
Thank God for racism.
Yeah, I know. Well, as they're saying, they're saying it's racism. Pretty soon they're going to blame it on white people.
Yeah, it's our fault.
Yeah, eventually.
You know what drives me nuts is all these appeals to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, send them food, send them cars, send them refrigerators, send them everything. You know, nature don't like that.
No.
You can't artificially hold people up like that.
Yeah.
And another thing, you know what's coming? in Africa right now, the locusts.
Baby.
The locusts are coming big time, and the locusts have moved through the more developed of the underdeveloped countries,
mm-hmm.
right? And now they're moving into the poor, really poor, get down, dirty,
which
nigger countries.
Like what,
and they got no defense against it. You know, these locusts, 1 ton of locusts can eat enough to feed 2,000 people in a day.
Cool.
Now you can imagine what they're going to do when they go through these nigger countries. They're going to eat everything that's there.
Well,
maybe I wish they'd eat the niggers. I mean,
well, the niggers, I put chocolate on them. You ever had chocolate grasshoppers? They're really good.
Well, yeah, they could probably.
So it would be whether the niggers could eat the locusts or the locusts could eat the niggers.
Well, we got to get them some chocolate so they can put on those grasshoppers.
That'd be a great war. That'd be a good reality TV.
But I mean, you know, these when they swarm, these grasshoppers, you can't even see the sun. I mean,
when I was in Colorado, there was a locust. It wasn't that bad, but there was locusts all over the road and stuff, and you just go squirming and screaming all over, and it'd be like this green slime all over the road.
Wow. You know what I can't understand is how come the National Organization of Women don't support this gal against Kobe?
Oh, because
they won't say nothing.
Racist.
Anytime a woman isn't a super liberal and loves the niggers or whatever, they won't have anything to do with them.
She is a race mixer.
Oh,
yeah, she's a scumbag.
She's a scumbag.
Yeah.
But so what if she had sex with 50 guys 10 minutes before if she said it's okay?
Yeah.
And she said, it's not okay for you, black boy, you know?
Well, that's what
But you know, she did leave him get close enough to put his hands on her. Because why didn't she just leave the room? Why didn't she run? Why didn't she say, hey, nigga, get away from me?
Yeah, maybe she did. You never know. She may have said
that. You think so?
She may have said that because she was a dumb desk clerk, and he called up for service, you know, room service and stuff. She went up there with bringing, I don't know, some food or whatever.
Well, that's a little bit a star.
Yeah.
All you have
to
do is tell an American. It don't make any. It can be a three-legged, two-headed orangutan. He's a star in a movie, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember that Any Which Way But Loose with Clint Eastwood and the orangutan?
Yeah.
He's a star. Oh, you're my buddy. I'll sleep with you. I mean,
So
that's the way Americans are.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
American women. They're even worse than men,
yeah.
you know. But the men are horrible with the sports
players.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, he can shoot a basket. Oh, he can hit a baseball. We're going to make him a congressman.
Well, a good one is that, like that is O.J. with Nicole Brown Simpson.
Yeah.
Her family. I mean, he was beating the shit out of her, and they kept telling her, oh, go back, because they wanted to go to the golf country club and tell everybody that her son's married to O.J., who won the trophy, you know. So take your beatings, bitch.
I'm telling you, it's really a terrible thing, but it's got to get worse before it gets better.
Mm-hmm.
Worse is better.
That's true.
Remember
and
that.
You know what? There's one word for the terrible thing that we're facing.
What's that?
Democracy.
Yeah.
Because whenever you let the shitheads get govern themselves, you end up with a shithole.
Remember, like the song says, freedom! Freedom! You know, they can't handle freedom. You can't handle freedom.
Freedom and cheap stupidity.
Well, it's impossible anyhow.
Have freedom.
It's like communism.
Oh, yeah.
There isn't any communism.
Well, communism is the purest form of democracy.
No, communism in Russia was state capitalism.
Well, that's the purest form of democracy.
Well, when the party, Communist Party, owns everything and everybody.
That's democracy in its purest form.
But that is state capitalism.
Yes, that's democracy in its purest form.
Well, that's the euphemism they use, democracy.
Democracy
is just a scam word.
Well, that's what in Plato's Republic, he just rips democracy apart, and he says that democracy is the worst form of government because when you give power to the complete idiots, any tyrant that comes around will just trick them. And it's the first
step. But you're not giving it to them, really.
I know you're not because you're stupid.
You're pretending you're giving it to them.
Yeah, exactly, because like you said, it'll just last for a second because they're such idiots that anybody immediately can trick them.
And it gets out of control.
That's
and then they start voting in total dimwit we do in this country.
Well, that's what happened in Athens, you know, is they had the vote to ostracize people, and anybody who's worth a fuck that told them the truth, they'd ostracize them.
Yeah.
You know, like one time their generals defeated the Persians, and then a storm came, and what did they do? They put all the generals on trial. You know, like it was their fault that the storm came.
Well, Stalin didn't even do that. He knocked them off without even, they didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, yeah.
He killed his best generals, killed them all, and then here comes Hitler.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because Stalin was probably the purest democratic leader that ever was, or besides Mao and Pol Pot.
It was a complete fluke that Hitler lost that Russian war. I mean, he should have won it. I mean, you know, of course he got delayed down in the Balkans, but, you know, he'd have been in Moscow before it snowed.
Yeah.
But anyhow, we're not going to go back into that because we think the whole war is a bunch of bullshit anyhow.
And there was
against war, except my war.
There's another reason. Another reason.
What reason?
Hitler lost the war.
He's part, not like they say, he's part Jewish.
Well, not
see,
that.
The Jewish part wanted him to lose.
That's true. It wasn't that because a whole bunch of Russians, army, a bunch of Russian generals and soldiers wanted to defect to the Third Reich and fight along next to the Germans, except he said that no inferior Slavs can fight next to superior Germans, and then they put him in concentration
camps. Well, not, that wasn't all Hitler, too. A lot of his Wehrmacht professional soldiers were very arrogant
Koch was the head of the SS
a whole army that the white they were going to deliver to him. Thousands of men.
It was generals, it was men, it was machine guns, and they put him in concentration camps instead of letting him to fight the they could have won the fucking war with all those guys.
You know, I don't
all this anti-Slavic stuff,
no wonder these people lose wars. It's actually the person that wins the war is the one that makes the least mistakes.
Yeah, the
it's
least
not that they're great, because you know how we screwed up this country a lot of ways, But, anyhow, what the hell? Oh, John Schmidt's daughter. That's the gal who had sex with a 12-year-old Samoan.
It's
all over the news.
Yeah.
And she got pregnant.
Twice.
He was 12 years old, this ugly little Samoan. Now, I knew John Schmitz personally.
Oh, you did? No,
he was a friend of mine. He was a congressman. And then he ran on the American Independent Party ticket, and I was there the night of the election, and I videotaped that whole. I got videotaped someplace of that. We were at the Disneyland Hotel. Mm-hmm. I knew John.
Hmm.
I knew Mary was a great woman. She's still alive. I think John died a couple of years ago. He ended up. He got in trouble too. He had a woman on the side and had a whole other family on the side. What the hell's the matter with these guys? You can't get away with that kind of stuff. Well, anyhow, John's a great guy, but anyhow, he ended up working in a bookstore in Washington, D.C. Mary had a radio show out here for several years. I used to call her on the phone. We'd talk, you know. And her son was one of my supporters way early on. I think he was living in San Francisco. And Jerry Schmitz, I believe his name was, and he had a little outfit he called the Czar Corps.
What's that?
It was a little right-wing political thing that he was running, and he run around on a motorcycle with Czar Corps all over the back of it. So, anyhow,
racial or just
poor
like
old John would be turning over in his grave probably if he knew what this. She's nuts.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful woman, beautiful Aryan girl. She's still beautiful, and she wants to go back with this guy. Had two babies by this. I mean, these Samoans, are they ugly? Look, Denzel Washington looks like Clark Gable beside a Samoan.
He's such a loser that he can't hold a job at a McDonald's. He can't hold jobs. He keeps blaming it on her because he gets fired from all these McDonald's jobs.
Can you imagine what?
Well, the guy's 21 now.
He was 12 years old when she was screwing around with him.
Yeah.
Jeez, some of these white women just... It's too bad he didn't just blow her away or something.
Yeah, it's just democracy just rots their brains.
And the media really love it to show her picture and his picture.
Yeah.
They just love that shit, you know. They're really
playing. I don't see, if he would have been... If she would have been a guy, she would have got 30, 40 years.
Well, and she was married, had a family.
Yeah, 4 kids.
They're living up in Alaska now, and I guess they get to see the mother once in a while. But, you know, I'm just glad John Schmitz is not alive to see this because, well, he was alive to see her go to jail,
was he?
I believe so, but, anyhow, we got to move on. I got a picture in my library here, of John Schmitz and Yasser Arafat he sent me.
Oh, really?
They had a big meeting over there about 20 years ago, and John was meeting with Arafat, and he sent me an autographed picture there. So that makes me some kind of an Arab lover, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Or a Palestinian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Jews didn't like him very much, did they? I remember that.
No, they didn't. The Jews hated John Schmitz.
He was kind of the John Birch Society had a rocky relationship.
Oh, he was a big guy in the John Birch Society. But he was like me.
Yeah. He was kind of
had to resign.
Yeah.
They were going to kick me out, and I resigned, They tried to tell me what books I could read.
Yeah.
And I said, nobody tells me what books I can read. What's up next?
Oh, the Hutu leader in Africa has got arrested and charged with genocide of killing 800,000 Tutsis.
I keep telling you, you got to send that certificate of merit for a black Aryan boy who's done a lot of good.
That's true.
And we should all
also in the Congo, you know, the biggest endangered species in the Congo is pygmies, because a lot of the Africans think they got magic powers. Like if you catch a pygmy and cook them and eat them.
They don't have magic powers?
It'll cure impotency. It's like
Viagra. Well, I ate one a couple of weeks ago. And
it's like Viagra.
I got more power now than ever.
Oh, really? You know, those little pygmies give you a little...
Well, it's better than Viagra.
Good.
Yeah, we're going to start grinding them up.
We'll market that, little pygmy juice.
Or they're better than Insight, too.
What's Insight?
Well, that's the one that makes your penis longer. But I've never heard anybody that said it worked.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're paying about $60 a month for these pills.
No shit.
Supposedly make your penis longer.
Why would I want a 3-foot penis?
Ah!
Yeah, two feet's enough for me.
Yeah, that's like the joke in the bathroom. Says that water's deep, but it's cold, but it's deep too, you know?
Yeah.
We won't go into that. This is a family show.
Oh, you know that Bush is saying that on September the 2nd, the moment that he is scheduled to make his speech at the Republican National Convention in New York, that Al-Qaeda is planning to set off some kind of bomb. That's a secret attack. You know, a lot of this reminds me of the Michael Moore movie.
I can't wait.
Yeah, all this red alert and stuff when the elections come. You notice when Bush is kind of down in the polls is when all this shit happens.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the Wag the Dog. Remember the Wag the Dog movie?
Yeah, right.
You know, what we need to do is go to war with Albania or something.
But you notice who they said the targets were going to be? Like the World Bank and the World Commodity, the whole bit, all those... I couldn't think of a better target myself.
Yeah.
Those you got to give it to. If that is Al-Qaeda's thinking, they know exactly where the game is played. You know, the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, then the World Bank and all that. They know what's going on.
It's a small world at Disneyland. They got to get that.
Yeah, well.
I hate that song.
No, Tom Sawyer's Island.
Well, Tom Sawyer's Island's cool, but I hate that song. That'd be a good
opportunity. Yeah, but remember what we did on Tom Sawyer's Island. That's your idea.
I know.
Boy, it's a wonder you ain't in jail for that.
I know.
Yeah, man. Not a lot of people don't know about that when we said we were going to have a... Get together, skinheads on Tom Sawyer.
Case of beer for the first Nazi flag in Tom Sawyer. I mean, God, the news, LA news media was going on for about 2 weeks of that. They said that Disneyland spent $100,000 extra on security.
Well, they had to employ a whole bunch of part-time cops and all that. And they were anybody that had short hair was.
Oh yeah, they had a bunch of punk rockers and probably a bunch of leftists. They were throwing them. Disney security was throwing them on the ground and had them handcuffed and stuff. We're going to take them away.
We do have fun, don't we?
They overreact to shit.
Anyhow, back to the Hutus. I like that guy. I want to go over and see him and give him a medal or something. Hang it around his neck.
Goodbye.
Well, that's like the Congo. Bingo, bangle, bungle, I don't want to leave the jungle. No. Bingo, bangle, bungle, I don't want to leave the Congo. You ever hear that song?
No, I haven't.
Well, every time you say Congo, I think of that song from the 50s.
Every time they
bingo, bangle, bungle, I don't want to leave the Congo.
In the Rwanda War, every time they talked about killing Tootsies, that's the first thing that went to my mind. Is Tootsie, goodbye.
Don't cry.
You know, I wonder if they were playing that when they were machine gunning them and stuff.
That's pretty good. I like that one,
too. That's cruel and mean.
Well, of course it's cruel and mean.
I know. That's why I said it.
But it's to other races, not to our race.
That's true.
Yeah, okay. Now they're going to build a Buddhist temple right down the road here.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Now, you know they've got these Islamic crap, the mosque around here. You know, they've been very good at hiding these little cults around in the woods around here. There's a lot of them. You know, Asians. Vietnamese, they're buying campgrounds, and they're moving all their people in. They're all over the place. They have infiltrated us, and they're ready for the day the balloon goes up.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'd rather have a Buddhist temple than a mosque around, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd rather have a Buddhist temple than a Jehovah Witnesses temple.
Oh, yeah, because Buddhists, they're pretty nature-oriented, pretty pacifist, right?
And they don't really recruit. They say to themselves, and they don't... recruit other races, like the fucking Jehovah Witnesses. They got all these, the trick is all these white women go up and recruit these spics. They learn Mexican. And the Mormons, too, they're having them all their war teachers.
Oh, God, don't even mention it. All these Mormon guys pouring out in here.
Oh, yeah.
Recruiting the Mexicans, yeah. But anyhow, I had a guy that was a Buddhist and in the Klan. He was in my Klan. He was a Buddhist.
Was a Chink Buddhist or a white Buddhist?
No, he was a white boy. And he was a Buddhist. And he was okay. He did his job. Yeah, well,
that's good for him.
Okay, what else?
I heard that the flights in O'Hara Airport in Chicago have been canceled because they're worried about little terrorism.
Now, wait a minute. I want to go back there one of these days. Yeah. Go see my mom.
They'll probably open it, like, unless they hear that you're coming, then they'll close it. Big terrorists coming.
You know, one thing I never have a problem with is when I fly. Everybody thinks they're stopping me and throwing me up against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a mad comic book or like, you know, one of those... what's that British funny guy? Those guys that did all that.
Pink Panther?
No, the funny. Well,
Monty Python.
Yeah, it's like a Monty Python movie. When I get in a line at an airport,
yeah,
they grab little old ladies in front of me and throw them against the wall. They make little kids take their shoes off behind me, and it's total pandemonium. They never bother me at all.
Yeah.
I just smile, go right on through with my weapon of mass destruction.
You don't look like a terrorist.
I guess I don't fit the profile. So, see, they're profiling.
Oh.
That grandma looked like a terrorist.
Yeah.
Well, and that little kid obviously had something in his tennis shoe.
That's true.
Besides bubble gum.
Explosives.
Yeah. So
what about those grandmas and their false legs?
Their security isn't worth a shit. I want to tell you that. You could drive a Mack truck through their security.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
You know, the way you can always defeat security... is just act like you belong there and dress normally.
Yeah.
You know, what are these guys doing? They're out protecting these bank buildings and stuff up there in New York, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're standing around with uniform and machine gun. What do they think? The terrorist is going to come up and say, I'm a terrorist?
Oh, no kidding.
I mean, you know, if you want to protect a building, you would have guys in plain clothes, all different ages around, all different kinds of clothing and a whole bit, with, you know, machine guns and underneath their coats, stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's the way you... Look, I was in a nightclub back in 1959 in Frankfurt, Germany, and it was a nice club, too. It wasn't a dive. I know you think I just go to dives, but this wasn't. Anyhow, I'm sitting there having a drink, and a guy starts causing trouble. Not with me, but just raising hell. He was drunk. All of a sudden, in come two guys in suits and trench coats, and they come to usher him out. And I thought, well, they're just going to usher him out. Well, he gave him a little shit, and all of a sudden, the guy pulls his coat back. He's got a damn machine gun just to take the guy out of a bar for raising his voice. I mean, you know, that's security.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, these guys, if the Al-Qaeda want to do something, they could do anything they want in this country. You know, and they, you know, the congressman called me on the phone and said, what do you think about this, you know, this Patriot thing? I said, get rid of that crap.
A congressman called you up on the phone.
Yeah, Dale Issa. It had a recording. He talked to me. So I talked back.
Well, what did he say?
I talked back to his recording. I said, hi, this is a recording. I'm Tom Metzger. But anyhow, he said, call my office and answer a few questions. And so I did. And I said, get rid of that damn Patriot Act.
Goddamn right.
You know, so, anyhow.
Well, he's an Arab, so why would he be for it?
Hell, the minute they get out of there, they forget about Arab. Arab shmarab, it's money. That's all they care about.
Well, he's the one that Irv Rubin went to jail for wanting to kill, right?
Yeah. Well, he's one of these tame Arabs, I guess, you know.
Well, he's critical of Israel and stuff like that. That's why.
Well, any little teeny weeny bit, and they go crazy.
Well, he's kind of good because he's against hate crimes too. I've heard him talk. He said that you got enough laws anyway; you don't need hate crimes laws.
Well, the gal I talked to was very happy. I gave my opinion because I think she knows that I have some, you know, some influence.
Yeah.
Very fucking little, but I have some influence. Anyhow, I got no affluence, that's for sure.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay.
I got all that.
Yeah. Hey, the Revolutionary Party's taking back control in Mexico.
Dear God.
The election just came out, and the PRI, the Provisional Revolutionary Party, took over TJ.
Is anybody getting shot?
Not yet, but I expect it at any moment. Mm. And they beat out that PAN party, Johnny come lately, you know.
Pansy motherfucker.
You know why? Because PRI has been in there so long, and there's so much bureaucracy, they knew how to get things done.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, they're like Al Capone outfits, you see?
Oh, they were in party for years and years.
About 70 years or something like that, and finally PAN won, and now PAN's out again.
PAN got panned.
I love it. I like it. Anybody calls themselves a revolutionary party sounds pretty good to me.
That's true.
Yeah. Well.
See any movies?
Oh, well, let's see. I saw a couple on TV, but...
What was that?
Well, I saw Ratchet. That was a good movie.
What's that about?
Well, don't embarrass me. I watch so many movies, I forget exactly what was about. But the one that really got me by the old short hairs was this...
Dipping the Dells?
No, this butterfly effect.
Oh, is that a good one?
Oh, wow.
Well, that's great. Really ripped the shit out of it.
Who cares about those damn people?
That's true.
Bunch of faggot Jews that give their ideas about a movie. Like that Michael Medved that has the radio show. He's a movie reviewer, you know?
Everything, his opinions and everything.
Well, the only movies he likes are ones that are no fun, violence, no sex, no nothing, you know?
Yeah.
So any of this, this butterfly effect, I think that's
the name. Yeah, it is.
Well, it's about a guy that's able to cause things to happen, and then things go wrong. He goes back to change it again. He keeps going back because everything always goes bad. It never works out the way he wants it.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes back about five times in his life trying to straighten out the shit he's caused. He started out trying to do something good, but it turned out crappy.
Yeah.
And then he went from when they were little kids.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good movie. I like it.
Well, it was on a game recorded for me.
Yeah, it's sort of like, I don't know, you can go back and change things.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
You know what I think where they got the butterfly effect is Ray Bradbury's The Sound of Thunder. Remember that hunter that went back in time to the dinosaur age and they were hunting dinosaurs and they told him not to get off the track and he went and he stepped on a butterfly. And that butterfly fed a snake, which in the snake, you know, bit a caveman. It changed history. And like before he went in time, there was a Nazi leader that was an American. He was losing and stuff, and everybody thought he was a monster and stuff. He stepped on that butterfly. He came back to America, and there was, like, runic writing, and everything was in German, and everybody loved this Nazi guy. So he turned America into a Nazi country by stepping on a butterfly.
Well,
I started stomping on butterflies.
I've heard of that theory. That's like a pinball machine or something.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I'd recommend that movie. I'll give that movie... I don't even think... No, I don't think there was any non-whites at all in that movie.
Speaking of a movie,
let's give it five flaming swastikas for the butterfly effect.
Cool.
Yeah.
And a good movie I saw was The Village.
Yeah, I've heard it's a great movie.
It's by that Indian guy, that Shyamalan, whatever his name is, Night. M. Night Shyamalan.
Hell, I don't know.
Whatever the fuck his name is. But he's the one that did Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
And he did Signs, and he did Unbreakable, I think it's called.
Oh.
Well, anyway, his movies, he's a really black guy, practically from India, but his movies, he's only had two non-whites. He had himself, he played a cameo in the movie Signs, and then he had Samuel Jackson in that Unbreakable.
Yeah.
So basically, he's making like very white movies. And this movie, actually, it reminded me a lot of basically what we're into, you know. It's almost like a revolt against the modern world type of idea.
So
I don't want to spoil the movie for you, but...
Well, how many flaming swastikas you going to give it?
Five. And if I could give it six, give it six.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. By the time some of you listen to this show, you may be able to get it on videotape DVD.
Well, actually, it made $62 million. What's interesting, here's just one movie that's all white, that has no major stars in it at all, and they got three black movies competing against. All of them have quote-unquote major stars, and this all-white movie with no one in it beat all these black movies.
I saw one last night that it'd run before. It was on TV, but it's that one where all these kids escape death, and they shouldn't have escaped death.
What's it called?
And death come back and started bumping them off.
Yeah, like what's it called? Not the final solution, but it's...
Final Destination.
Yeah, Final Destination, yeah.
Yeah, that was a hot movie.
Yeah, that was pretty. Even the number two wasn't too bad. But yeah, that was a cool movie.
How'd you like when a woman got her head chopped off?
Pretty cool.
But there was a lot of that stuff in there.
My kind of movie.
Okay, we're getting down towards, we don't have too much time left here.
Oh, we don't.
They're getting ready to draft, you know. The minute Bush gets back in there, they're going to start up the draft.
Uh-oh. You mean I got to burn my draft card all over again?
All you young guys, either put a fake swastika on or get a real swastika on when it's time for the draft.
You know, when I was in high school...
they'll never take you if you got a swastika.
You know, when I was in high school, everybody had to register for the draft, and we used to get a hold of these little pansies and stuff that were really straight-laced students and, you know, goody-goody guys. We used to, grab them and stuff and take their draft card and burn their draft card, and we had a couple of them crying. dying and stuff because they were thinking they were going to go to prison and shit.
Better than dying in the jungles of Vietnam.
We go through their wallets and take their draft cards around.
We might have saved
their
life.
Oh, yeah, a little pansy. And sure. Now they're probably Republicans putting in the Patriot, because they're the same pansies that would join the Republican Party.
Well, you notice how almost none of the Republicans that are in power did service.
Yeah.
They were in the service.
Right, because I burned their draft card.
You see.
Took it away from them.
Well, you protected
God
those
damn
bastards.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah. But, you know, but most of the Democrats have actually
served
in the military.
Yeah, I know.
But isn't that interesting?
Well, you know what was weird? I was listening to Rush Gumball this morning, and he was going on about how Kerry was a coward. And here's a guy Rush Gumball was never in Vietnam. Bush was never in Vietnam.
Well, he used the fact he had a zit on his anus to get out of it, Scumball. That's the truth. He had a sore on his butt, and he got out of the serving in the military.
He's got a big fat ass. That must be a big zit.
Yeah,
you know? So my God.
Yeah.
Like a 50-pound zit
but
on
that's
his
the
butt.
Truth. Mm-hmm. That's the truth. So how can a guy like that talk against Kerry? I mean, these guys that are hammering Kerry, could you imagine if he didn't have a service?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Now, here is a guy that's done the deal. He's walked the walk. Mm. He's saved guys' lives. He's taken a slug.
Yeah.
The whole bit. And they're still telling he's a rat. And he came back home and said what a rotten thing the war was. Well, I would have, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have been right with him testifying before Congress. This war is nothing but killing white people and killing a lot of other people. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
They should be cheering the guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But every one of these Republicans around the VFW and American Legion, oh, what a horrible guy. He said bad things about war, you know. And so we all got to love war.
You know, the VFW, you go in there, and most of those guys weren't ever on the front line. They're always back in the mess hall or something.
Cause,
you know, like from my dad's generations, I always know that the guys who actually saw the shit, the guys who never talk about the war, and the guys who were never in the action are always talking about the war.
I ran into a guy the other day that was in the Battle of the Bulge.
Yeah, my dad
like
was
your
in
dad,
that. Yeah.
And he never talks much about
it. Oh, it's practically, you had to practically pull my dad's teeth out to get him to talk about the war.
Right, yeah. Well, anyhow, this week in 1936, guess what happened? Americans were asked to leave Spain because they were in the middle of that Civil War, and the Third Reich was sending some planes in there to kick the ass of those commies.
Yeah.
And those were, you know, about 90% of those that volunteered were Jews.
Yeah, with Abraham Lincoln Brigade?
Yeah. And almost all of them were Jews.
Yeah,
and they brag about it, you know. Jews from New York.
Oh, when I was in Left, that was like one of the legends, you know, the Abraham Lincoln Brigade. All these Jews, in the, you know, they used to, either if they weren't in it, their dad was in it or their uncle was in it.
Also, in 1943 this week, George Patton slapped a Jew in the Army hospital in Sicily. They don't talk about that, him being a Jew.
Yeah.
But he slapped the shit out of that kid for being a malingerer.
My dad was under Patton. My dad hated Patton, and that's one of the incidents. Another thing he hates Patton about is that my dad was a truck driver and stuff. He was with the Liberators. You know, they're in like an armored division. And then the SS, or the Waffen-SS, could put sandbags on their truck to stop machine gun bullets. Patton wouldn't let Americans because he told them that they were a bunch of pussies because they want to have sandbags on their trucks.
Yeah.
So all these truck drivers, most of them didn't have guns, are just going down the woods and stuff, getting machine gun and stuff because of asshole Patton. You know, he was a big macho. Good thing about him is he rolled his Jeep and got killed.
Yeah, well, you know, there's two fields of thought about that guy. Well, you know, all these people are two kinds of personalities in one.
Yeah.
MacArthur was the same way.
Yeah.
And look at what MacArthur did to the veterans there after World War One, and ran them out of Washington when they tried to get their bonus, and he burnt their tents and everything else. Dwight D. Eisenhower.
That's one thing my dad talks about as war is how much he hates Patton. Yeah. Well, you know, he was in North Africa fighting Rommel and stuff like that, and he was telling me that the Rommel ran out of diesel and stuff, so they'd have guys like at night, and they wouldn't have uniforms in nighttime. They'd come with jeeps and an empty truck, and they'd hit American bases, they'd just zip in there, and they'd grab the diesel. They wouldn't even shoot, they'd just grab the diesel, just run like hell and stuff.
Well, there was Rommel was racing to, I think it was Khartoum. Because they had, before the war, had put a big diesel oil dumps under the sand, and he was trying to break through to get to that diesel oil. And I forget whether it's Khartoum or what. Hey, we're getting down to the end of the show here, and make sure you get your subscriptions in here. Dr. Kahlberg worked real hard on the newspaper.
It's damn pretty.
You better, it's pretty paper, and it's 24 pages, and it's $30 in the U.S., $40 in Kanukistan up there in Canada, and $50 everywhere else, and I may have to raise that, because, hell, it's going up to about over $3 to send a paper over to Europe, or no, down to Southeast Asia and so forth. And Europe, it's almost $3. So
Holy shit.
We may have to start doing it by computer, but that's about it. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'll put two zoom. I'll put two zigs out of your four cheeks. You remember it from yesterday.